Hey, you know when you pay people to not say bad shit about you, that don't mean you didn't do bad shit. You know that, right? Hey, Favi. Favi. Hey, I can't play it, I want to. Boy, that album is so fire. Say my name, say my name. Relax me, down that water, rush, so tell me your thoughts, beat show, known the mission, don't stop, respectfully, totally right. To get thorough, that's what they say. Them youngins say when they be dance, they do the little shit, them little kicks, and spin on them. They gon' flag this shit out of this episode. Oh man, oh no, this fire, boy, he went off. It's Kasabian live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Lavo. Welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show, episode 311. We ain't pod this hard to not get this far. No? All right, whatever. Fuck y'all. Yeah, they do the copyright, but that affects your monetization. But that's why the Patreon is coming, because you got to help me with that. So Patreon, I had all these dreams and aspirations for it. I don't want to do it. I ain't gonna lie. So we're gonna do two tiers like we were supposed to do, but I doubt that I'm gonna do the merch line. Even though we said I got boxes of that shit. We'll figure it out. But yeah, Patreon's coming. You'll do one tier for an extra pod a month, and then our other tier will be the live pods. And basically you'll be getting about 5 podcasts a week. So, and then one the top tier, you'll be able to join in and give us topics for the show and whatnot. But nonetheless, we're working on that. Loner is going to be helping indubitably. You heard? But for real, I'm going to do it. It's very daunting. Let me tell you something. Loner said something to me that scared the shit out of me. He was like, yo, this is a job. So it's time you start doing 5 days a week and just, you know, go all the way. You can't get 15 million if I'm not working this shit 24/7. So it's pretty much what I'm doing. Yeah, you know what? I think it's kind of dirt. Let me say something about that, too. Hold on. Loner made a point. You know why you didn't know Favi dropped? Because they did that corny ass shit with Rowdy on Joe's thing. Rowdy's done, yo. It's curtains. Here, hot take. That shit is trash. Ain't nobody listening, bro. That everybody, Favi runs New York and that's it. That shit that Rowdy did was embarrassing. He has no fucking home training. That shit was whack. Nobody takes that shit serious. That shit was trash. That was the worst interview. I thought he got dropped on his head. Like, did he get killed in jail or something? He got brought back and they fucked up half his brain? What happened? That shit was crazy. All right, we'll be talking about T.I. Let's hopefully fucking put a nail in his coffin. It seems like this dude just keeps on getting chopped down. We'll get into T.I. and his apology to the comedian. Coy Lee Ray and Benzino had a huge spat, and I kind of saw it live on Clubhouse, and I was hurt. I felt bad. As a father, I understand Benzino's strife, and I want to talk about it because I think it's fucking amazing how it's amazing. What? How to murder your husband? Oh my God, is that real? Did she kill somebody? No way. Oh, it's for sure going to be on Monday. So Coy Lee Ray and Benzino have a beef, an ongoing beef, and we'll definitely talk about that. Biden, I guess they reformed the United States Postal Service. We'll briefly speak on that. Floyd Mayweather's fighting Sylvia. I thought he was going to fight Sylvia. Anderson Silva, I'm sorry. Anderson Silva, but he's not. We'll talk about that, but they are fighting. And you know Cracker Jack. Meet Cracker Jill. No fucking idea why. Mortgage has finally hit 5%, so things are slowing down. Even when you know you're in the wrong? Who apologized? I'm confused. Did I fuck up? Who's in the wrong? Benzino's in the wrong? Tell me who was wrong. Also, we'll be talking about that OnlyFans model. What is her name? Courtney? Courtney Klesny? Klenny. Well, you know, I can't find her on OnlyFans because I can't fucking spell. I don't pay for that shit anyway. And her boyfriend, Christian. Oh, yeah, no, T.I. is a pussy, bro. We'll definitely chop him down. And for the topics that we'll be reading from the pool quotes, Amazon's getting into real estate. Let me explain how and why. And I think it's terrifying, but hey, what are we supposed to do? Unless laws change around real estate, you're pretty much fucked and nobody's ever gonna ever be able to buy a home again. Black Lives Matter, $6 million mansion leaked, and it's all over the place. Everybody's talking about it. Academics, the whole nine of them. Let's get into it and let's see their beautiful home. I wish I could post the pictures and show you guys live because I think it's fucking beautiful. What a beautiful home. A GoFundMe scam with this couple, and I thought it was hilarious because it looked like it was going to work. They made some decent money off their scam, and we'll talk about microplastics and why they're not good for you. Let's talk about microplastics. Also, let's get into the story of these two gentlemen that I met. These two guys are just chatting it up. One of them's really excited because he met a pretty girl on a plane. He's like, listen, she lives close to me where we're from, and we flew, you know, next to each other on the flight the whole way here. There was a twinkle in her eye, he said. He's like, I don't even know how to quantify the twinkle in her eye. Those were his words. And I said, wow, that must be serious. And then he goes, her boyfriend was six seats up. It makes you a piece of shit, but I'm not mad at you because she shouldn't have been giving you so much play. But let me tell you something. I'm going to give you the perspective of the boyfriend six seats up. He's six seats up. He's like, yo, I'm going to Vegas with this motherfucker, right? And I'm going to have a good time. I'm not coming with my boys. I'm going to have a good time. He's sleeping probably high, drunk, just trying to get through the flight. And this heifer is sitting in the back, chopping it up with fucking Tom and fucking Jack and shit. And she's just fiddle fucking away, talking about what a great time they're about to have. Okay? Now, I said, listen, dog. His homeboy said boundaries. He said boundaries. I said, fuck it, thug life. If she sat there, played the whole time, gave you the number and said, hit her up, fuck it. I'm just saying from the boyfriend standpoint, that's kind of shit. Because we was on a plane and I walk back and I see you sitting there just key-keying it up with the motherfucker next to you, that motherfucking plane might come down. I ain't even gonna lie. That plane might come down. It might be the first emergency landing in Arizona Mesa or some shit. We're gonna park this bitch on the freeway. Get out. I'm gonna fuck you. Are you crazy? Anyway, this question was about boundaries, right? Because you got a boyfriend, should he, you know, not try to hit? I mean, she gave you the number. Now, here's the catch. It could have just been, hey, here's my number, leave me the fuck alone. Or she thought you were, you know, not trying to hit on her, which possibly could be a thing. Maybe her and her boyfriend like to do shit like that. And they want to bring you in and maybe the boyfriend wants to touch on you. I don't know. But I don't see the boundary in it. He was like, oh, if she's married, then there would be a boundary. The idea that a married woman would sit there and chop it up with you for 4.5 hours on the fucking plane and give you her phone number, you might as well fuck her. She wasted her. I mean, like, what's the goal here? What's the goal here? I was just, is that a boundary? Who sets that boundary? Is it you? If I go, hey, you got a boyfriend? And she goes, yeah, but she still gives me the number and still wants to play. I guess you must play. I guess you must play. You got to. I just felt bad for the boyfriend. Like, that was just so, just, it sat on my brain. I was like thinking, God damn, dog, you just sitting there. You look back, yo, hey, yo, what's good? What y'all doing back here? What's so fucking funny? What's so funny? You just leaning back. Babe, hey, why you keep laughing so much? What's so funny? Hey, can you tell me the joke? I want to know the joke. Can you? What's so funny? Fucking, no, nothing, babe. Nothing, nothing. Just getting this guy. This guy's just getting in my pants slowly. Fuck me. Hell yeah, y'all here for the scammers. That boundary. I don't even know where that story was going, but the boundary thing is that his side was, I guess, hopeless romantic. I guess he thought he found, like, the one. I'm like, nah, dog, you didn't find the one. She might just be looking for one more dick before she gets married, but who knows? Oh, Vegas nights. They are definitely something. So, T.I. took the comedian out on a dinner. And supposedly they made up. He said some of the stupidest shit on a live right after we had the show last week or Wednesday, where he basically said that he didn't assault her because of intent. Tip, whatever the fuck your real name is, Arnold. Hey, Xavier here. There's no such thing as intent when it comes to assault, especially when it's the S assault. Okay. You forced the hug and snatched the microphone. If you didn't intentionally mean to hurt her, it doesn't matter. You forced your body on her. That's a stupid, ignorant statement. What you did was embarrassing. It's just, you're literally just shitting all over what stand-up comedy is. And it's not a learning moment. You're a fucking idiot. And there's nothing to learn or nothing to grow from this. This shit was stupid. It was clownish. You need to learn how to take a fucking joke. And if you want to be a comedian and you want to play in that game, get ready for what's to come. But this ain't the way to do it. And, you know, maybe comedy stores and different comedy clubs should start paying attention and maybe hold your ass accountable for your fuck shit. But this is not a learning moment. I can't stand fuck ups becoming learning moments. Just admit it. Dude, you did some dumb ass shit. That shit was not player. Sit down. It looked bad. It sounded bad. You cussed that young lady out on the stage, bruh. And then you press yourself on her like, no, I'm not okay with that. She might be cool with going out to dinner and hanging out with T.I. and that might make her feel good. But no, man, fuck you. No, we're not working together after this. Fuck out of here, bro. You corny shit. I'm over it, bro. It's got to stop. Just let it go. Fuck me. Joe Biden and his administration have signed a bill to help out the USPCS, the United Postal Service, with $50 billion that they need because they're behind. In order to even keep them going, it's going to cost a shit ton of money. I know we may bitch about regular mail, but that's probably one of the most underrated services that we have in this country. And, you know, salute to all the mail people out there. Listen, y'all do an amazing job through rain, sleet, or snow and all these things. And it shows great, great work, great effort. But the system wasn't made for 300 million people. We have to adjust. And if they need more money, we got to put more money up. Thank God that at least these guys are doing their job. You know, it's far and few in between that you see this administration doing something that's worth noting in a positive note. This is definitely positive. Amazon got trucks now, so no one cares. Amazon got trucks. Oh, we're going to talk about that. But it's still, we're talking about mail, regular snail mail, regular mail. You can't stop that. We need that system. So Coily Ray was on. I got music, but is that, these are just my bumper topics. Coily Ray was on Breakfast Club. You know, the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne, you know, DJ Envy, Charlamagne the God, Angela Yee. We got a special guest in the building, Coily Ray. That's how DJ Envy does it. I love that shit. I could copy DJ Envy's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God, and a special guest in the building. I could do that shit all morning. Anyway, she basically said that her father, Benzino, went broke and left her on her face. Kids have an interesting way of describing things, but I think it's just bad taste to shit on your father, especially in an industry where the guys that you literally sat there saying that shit to were around him when that wasn't happening. They remember you as a baby. Everybody does. Nobody knows what the fuck you're talking about. You grew up in an affluent neighborhood that had mansions everywhere and had money. It wasn't like you were hurting for money at all. Benzino did a great job for his family. And as a parent, trust me, I understand how much that shit's going to hurt. I heard him. He was on Clubhouse. He was damn near crying because he was like, I don't know what the fuck they talking about. I took care of her, the kids that wasn't even mine, kids that came after me, I was taking care of, Christmas gifts, school, clothes, all that shit I took care of. It just goes on at the wayside, you know, and Benzino's emotional, as I would be too. I don't know, man, my kid said some shit like that, I don't know, I might just pop you in the mouth. I ain't gonna play with you online, I'm gonna bust you in your shit. Oh, you at High 97? I'm on my way, I'm gonna go kick your ass right there in front of everybody. You crazy? I don't know if she does it out of like, just, she said she was a marketing genius in that interview. So sometimes I think this is just marketing. Speaking of marketing geniuses, Joe Budden. Let's talk about how Joe Budden every week figures out how to stay trending. I don't even know how the fuck he does it. I think this BTS shit was a complete accident. He fell on this one and it stuck. And it's been so big for no reason. Like, I don't even know how he does it. He's genius. It really is like it's some genius shit. The dude stays viral. I gotta say some crazy shit. Fuck BTS, them fucking bullshit little shits. No, I don't even know who they are. I don't. So I saw the headline, Floyd Mayweather versus Anderson Silva. And I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck are we going to do that? Anderson Silva's big as shit. Pause. Floyd's tiny compared to Anderson. That's not fair. But it's not happening. Floyd's actually going to fight a UPS driver. And Anderson Silva is going to fight the 175-year-old fucking Oscar De La Hoya. No, who the fuck is he fighting? My bad. It ain't Oscar De La Hoya. He's fighting Macho Camacho Jr. Who's he fighting? I gotta Google it. Floyd Mayweather is fighting a UPS driver, and Anderson Silva is fighting what looks like to be an old retired Mexican man that used to box as well. It was either Camacho or Chavez. I don't know. Let's find out. Did I lose my feed? Dog, were we not live again or not recording again? Awesome. Yo, I gotta remember to start recording. Let me see. Anderson Silva boxing. Who's he fighting? I just want to make sure I remember because I saw the picture and I was like, this shit can't be real. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Huh. No, he already fought him. You see, I think the article's fake. I don't believe it. But I'd say this. If Floyd Mayweather beats up this UPS driver, this is going to put his record at basically 701. And Anderson Silva gets to fight the oldest person in the ring because why the fuck not? Hey, so, you know, Cracker Jacks, well, now they're bringing out Cracker Joes. That's it. That is it. Anybody under the age of 35 or actually 36 at this point has never seen a mortgage rate at 5% until now. Welcome. This is what it was like in the early 2000s. I think our first mortgage was like 7.5%. It was a motherfucker. I swear we're going to remember to start recording the show. We just don't. We're just not doing that. I wonder if the beginning of the whole show, though, should be extra at this point. It really should be. I have to come up with a new button to remember to push record. If not, it's just not going to work. I think I got to set it to just start recording. Okay. The OnlyFans model and the boyfriend murder or domestic violence situation. It seems off, but it doesn't. It just looks like it was a DV and she defended herself and killed him. And then it kept on going. Like they're trying to make it something that it really isn't. In the pictures they showed her in her balcony, bloodied. Well, she stabbed him. Apparently they had a domestic disturbance. And it got out of line. A couple stories said that she used to hit him all the time. She was very abusive. Probably not a healthy environment if that's what's going on. When a dude lets a chick just beat on him and shit for shits and gigs because he feels like he really can't do no better. So he's acting like a little pussy and getting beat up on. And I feel bad for the boy. He's no longer with us. And Shorty is, you know, man, that's tough. That one's tough because Shorty is really. I don't know how this one skates. This is fucking nuts. Like, honestly, this one's nuts. There's so much on it too. Like, they tried to spin it. There's really nothing to spin. It just looks like a DV that went out of just completely went left. And although, yes, that would be a disgusting porno intro. Although it did go left, it just looks like a DV and she defended herself. He was bigger than her, but not by much. Not enough for her to do all that shit. But again, like I said, what do I know? What do I know, y'all? It looked crazy. It wasn't enough to read. This shit was nothing. It was like, yo, nobody knows what happened. It was a DV. This shit happened behind closed doors. And then boom, popped off. Let's get into these stories. And one of the stories that we wanted to talk about was these kids that brought to school THC candy. Let me tell you something. Edibles are very expensive. Keep edibles away from children and out of reach. And just tell your kids that they're not for kids. Be honest with them because they're very, very dangerous. It's not safe. It's just not safe. Edible THC turns into THCA inside of the body, which actually causes more of a psychosis than smoking cannabis. So be careful with kids around that type of stuff. Do yourself a favor. Keep it up out of the way. I found it hilarious as to what the teacher said, because this teacher was great, and it was in quotations, and this was pretty much it. It was just some kids brought the shit to school and they got all high. I'm not surprised by a lot of things anymore because there's so much accessibility to so much. But in this case, I'm a little dumbfounded by how quick it came about. Bernalillo, public school superintendent Matt Manateo, said, "Not to be unexpected that this could happen, but this happened so quickly after the law went into effect on Friday." Oh, shit. Is that what it was? Is that why it's such a big deal? My bad. I just thought it was funny because he was like, this shit doesn't. I can see the teacher right now smoking a cigarette, doing an interview, going, let me tell you something. Nothing surprises me with these fucking kids. Exactly that. But nonetheless, whatever state this was in, keep marijuana products away from your children at all times. Yo, it's not safe. Don't do that dumb shit. I don't understand why. I mean, listen, one, it's mad expensive. Like, them ropes cost like almost $150 for like six of them fucking ropes. So the fact that you just gave a kid a bag of ropes for $150 is crazy as fuck. Nah, I'm just not into edibles, bro. I'm not into what that shit does to you. It's a psychological thing with me. Like, I prefer my dabs. You know me, I be dabbing it up. Dabby, yabby, yabby. But I can, like, honestly, I want to do a skit with a teacher, and I want to ask them how they would feel about this shit. Because this is really funny to me. Like, what is wrong with, I used to get high in class all the fucking time. I was a menace. A fucking menace. So Amazon's getting into real estate, and although not surprising, real estate is going to need to go under some serious changes if we're going to see some forward mobility in America. But we'll talk about it and see what exactly Amazon and Bezos are getting into. The story's from the Washington Post. Amazon is branching into real estate through a partnership with the nation's biggest residential real estate broker, the company announced on Tuesday. Through the new turnkey program, would be home buyers in, hold on. If you don't know what's going on with these big ass companies, just for a heads up, they're basically buying as many houses as they can in all the hottest markets, and then they are slowly releasing them, affecting the market. This seems to be the same shit, but Amazon is so big that it's scary because they have enough money to buy up the whole fucking country. Through the new program, turnkey program, would-be home buyers in 15 markets can use an Amazon portal to connect with Realogy agents. Upon closing, buyers are rewarded with a bundle of Amazon benefits worth as much as $5,000, from smart home devices to cleaning, painting, furniture assembly services. Yeah, this is very interesting. This is very, very interesting. For Amazon, this is a free way to experiment with attracting customers, Craig Halalulum said. Analysis Brad Berning wrote in a recent research note. For Realogy, we believe this is a desperation to improve their broker platform, which is structurally headwind and leverage balance sheet. I wonder how bad it really is. Like, what are they talking about? Like, how bad are the downsides? These types of companies kind of float, man. The company, which includes, this is pretty awesome, this company, which includes Coldwell Banker, Century 21 Real Estate, and So The Buys International Realty, among its brands, has seen its stock sink 65% this year. Everybody's falling out of real estate. Realogy market cap has shrunk to around $600 million after peaking more than $7 billion in 2013. Realogy share rose 35% to $7 after a partnership with Amazon was announced. Effectively, turnkey services as a lead generating program for Realogy brokers and agents, similar to Zillow, the popular real estate search engine, uses algorithms to zestimate on home valuations to help buyers connect with local agents. I mean, listen, same old shit. Awesome. Same old shit as Zillow as far as this lead generation thing. So basically, if you don't understand how real estate works, I'll give you guys another example of why this is kind of shit. If you pay enough money, you can get leads. Leads are people that are looking to either buy or sell a house. And because Zillow makes it so simple where you don't speak to nobody, they're pretty much the best place to be. You give them money, they send people your way. You talk to people. Hey, you want to buy a house? You want to sell a house? What do you want to do? It's pretty simple. At this level, it seems like Amazon is just getting into a networking with what they can offer. This is actually smart as shit. They're just going to use their marketing power to generate more leads for their agents. But I mean, this is just the beginning of the end of big real estate firms. That's all this shit really is. I found it very interesting because the amount of markets was very small. It's only 15 markets. Vegas and Nevada wasn't one of them, but it's so hard to fight with these big, big companies. So fucking hard because this shit doesn't make any sense. But I mean, the key is marketing, right? You say Amazon, it's already in everybody's face. How hard is it to fight with Amazon? Amazon already has everybody's information. They're tapped into EBT. They're tapped into TANF. They're tapped into your email. They're tapped into your phone, your TV, your Twitch. If your kid's on Twitch, they're everywhere. So I don't know. This type of shit bothers me because I just don't see no... Like, where does it end? Where does it end? It really doesn't seem to have a rhyme or reason. Like, bro, I said it. Real estate was at a certain spot at one point where it looked like things were great. And in other cities, it seems that things are great. But in Nevada, things are shit, bro. Like, I'm seriously considering moving to fucking Texas because things aren't getting any better. But let's get into this... Let's get into this Black Lives Matter mansion. I found it very interesting that nobody had talked about this. At least nobody took it serious. And then all the mothers that cried about Black Lives Matter using their children to generate money and wealth, and they were literally being pushed out of their homes and they had no money because they were sitting there trying to deal with what happened with their child. Nobody batted an eye. The New York Post. From the New York Post, the sprawling $6 million mansion bought by Black Lives Matters in Los Angeles and once hosted Humphrey Bogart and Marilyn Monroe as house guests and comes complete with the soundstage, music studio, pool, and two-bedroom guest house. The 7,400-square-foot Studio City compound is a 1930s farmhouse that also boasts seven bedrooms, seven bathrooms. According to the real estate listing, impressively renovated back to the 1930s with all modern conveniences. The listing says Marilyn Monroe and Humphrey Bogart. Why? That's not a selling point. Who gives a shit? The stunning mansion was secretly bought by a shell company October 2020, connected to the embattled Black Lives Matters Global Network Foundation, which used part of its $90 million donation windfall to purchase the property as a campus. For the organization. Property records reviewed by the Post Tuesday showed that the home sold for $3.1 million to Dwayne Pascal, a Los Angeles-based real estate developer who works on nonprofit sectors, in the deal that was closed on October 27th, 2020. The house is massive. It's a beautiful house. It wasn't the only one they bought. They got that one. There's a $20 million one in the Bahamas. There's one in New York, and I think there was one in London. Somewhere in London. They are balling like billions of dollars were generated by this company and it did nothing. They didn't fucking support anybody. They didn't support any politicians. They didn't help any families. All they did was line their pockets to take care of themselves. It wasn't Black Lives Matters. It was their pockets mattered. It wasn't Black Lives Matters. It was how much money can we get off of the backs of all these people suffering? It wasn't Black Lives Matters. It was less cake the fuck up and run off on the plug. And that's what they did. They took all the money. They bought these houses. They've been living a very cushy life. And every single one of them quit or retired early. Huh. When this house was bought and they got caught, the head of Black Lives Matter said that she had a very lucrative YouTube deal. And she had like six followers. She couldn't afford this fucking house off her six followers if she wanted to. Her followers would have to send her ass like $6 million fucking dollars a piece. She's wilding, yo. I'm sorry, that was just a bit exaggerative. But nonetheless, no, it was completely wrong. That shit was so wrong. Unbelievable. So, let's get to the scammers. I love me some scammers. It's Friday, we gotta talk about scammers. And the story's out of Vegas, KTNVLV. Channel 13, I think it was. A New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a helpful homeless man and then used to... Hey, him and his girlfriend cooked up a story, a feel-good story to help a homeless man, and then used the lie to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online. Oh, fuck. Has been sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. Mark, yo, shout out to Mark. Freedom boy Mark, he didn't do shit wrong. Mark received 27-month term on Friday. He pled guilty in November to conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Prosecutors say Mark and his ex-girlfriend and a homeless veteran concocted a scheme about the vet giving a woman $20 when she ran out of gas in Philadelphia. Oh, that's a good little story. He gave her money because he was homeless. The three raised funds for the vet online that Mark and his ex-girlfriend then spent mostly on themselves. No, that's fucking funny. Before he was sentenced, D'Amencio, that's his last name, told the U.S. District Judge Noel Hillman that he changed and he's focusing on his family. No, the fuck he ain't. In quotes, he said, "The person that did these things that led us here no longer exists." Bust a shot for the boy. Free that boy. All right. So that was fucking genius. Shout out to them. I feel like my show is off because I didn't start recording. So I'm sorry if it is off because I feel I'm off. That's my fault. That was my fault. I gotta like put a sticker on the screen that says push record, dummy. Okay. Have you ever heard of microplastics? All right. Microplastics. Let me tell you about these microplastics. Joe Rogan said it makes your dick smaller, and that's why guys are turning into pussies, because of microplastics. I swear, Joe Rogan can say anything. He's just like Button, and it becomes a thing. All of a sudden, people were talking about microplastics. He talked about it one time on his pod, and boom, now everybody has a think piece on it. So, stories from Vice. What's less than 5 millimeters long, toxic, and literally everywhere? The answer, unfortunately, microplastics. Chong chong. Does that scare you? It doesn't really scare me. Little pieces of plastic pollution that enter our ecosystem by ways of body washes, plastic water bottles, fishnets, tires, grocery bags, and, well, everything. 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 According to the recent flood of news coverage, because of Joe Rogan, that's what they should be saying, microplastics are coursing through our veins. Are they? I don't know if I believe that. It is fundamentally changing our biomes to the deep sea fish. Really? Yo, whatever happened with the BP spill? You want to talk about fuck plastic? How about all that oil shit? God's coolest looking creatures and step aside spiders because we're apparently eating a credit card's worth of microplastics. Wait, what? Hold on. Let me read this whole shit again. I don't even know what the fuck just happened there. That whole shit just jumped. Microplastics are coursing through our veins, slushing over the Arctic ice flows, and fundamentally change our biomes of deep sea fish. God's coolest looking creatures. That's a weird statement. And step aside spiders because we're apparently eating a credit card's worth of microplastic. That's 5 grams per. Bro, who the fuck wrote this? So microplastics are in everything. And apparently what's happening is that they're getting inside of our body and are fusing with our DNA. Our DNA is literally changing to have plastic in it. It's in water bottles. It's in fucking soaps. It's in every single thing out there. When people say they want to stop using oil, when they say, oh, we got to stop using crude oil, we got to stop using fossil fuels. Can't. Literally, it's in everything. Plastics, it's mostly fossil fuels. You'll be surprised at how many things in your house contain fossil fuels. And those plastics are fucking us. According to Joe Rogan, because he's a scientist, we're all fucked. These plastics are going to take over our bodies, and we're going to be peeing out plastic chips. That's it. Let's talk about that. Will checked into rehab. What I hope rehab is a sex club where he gets to bang a bunch of chicks and find himself and get away from that fucking miserable woman that he's married to. That's what I feel about. That's how I feel about Will. I really do. I feel he needs to get the fuck away from her. I'm so upset I didn't record the beginning of the show. Sucks. My daughter's got a dance tonight. I'm excited for her. I'm all thrown off. The workload that we're about to like commence scares the shit out of me, y'all. And I don't even know if anybody's going to want to like get on a Patreon. Are y'all down for that? Give me some feedback. If we do exclusive content, right? One extra pod a week for $5, $7, I think, because Patreon only lets you do 5. Or do they? Is it fake? I don't know. One of them didn't let me do less than 7. Would y'all watch that? And then for $10, we'll do 2 lives with like a Zoom call, bro, and bring everybody on. I'm gonna try. Even if it's just me and Loner, fuck it. We gonna do that. I'm sick of her. I'm sick of Jada, bro. Like, what you mean? I wish it would have never happened. Me and my, like, at first, when it all happened, my thing was, as a married man, you got to defend your wife because that's our job. We signed up to defend. I'm going to make sure that you're good at all times because that's what I signed up to do. I'm not doing it because you're weak, inferior, none of that. My wife can handle herself. That's not the point. But because you're my wife, I take care of this shit. And I'm going to go up on that stage. I'm going to kick the fuck out of this if it was necessary. Unfortunately, I don't deem that as a necessary thing. Like, that wasn't tough. That shit was pussy as shit. 1, 2, my wife would never sit there and go, I wish you never did that. Fuck that. If it was beef and somebody said some real slick shit, I'm going to look back at my girl and say, so what we going to do? And then I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. She ain't going to sit there and be like, oh, I wish you never did that. No. We gangster. It's all the way up. Will got to go. Go fuck the Australian bitch. I'm going to work very hard this weekend to catch up on all the clips, catch up on all the YouTube clips, and set up, I guess, a Vimeo account on the Patreon. And fuck it, we'll be on Patreon. 1 extra episode for $5. I'm not going to do that shit a week. But we'll definitely film enough to give you basically 5 pods. So 5 a week. If I'm doing 5, Loner, 5 a week, and we're doing 2 extra a week, so 2, 4, 6, 8 a week, or 8 a month. $20, is that too much? I think we got to ask 15. I'm going to figure this out with y'all, because I never wanted to charge y'all. I wanted to just have sponsors pay for everything. But, I mean, is 15 too much? Where do we stand with this? And for those that are watching the video on Spotify, yeah, we fucked up this week. We'll take it. Next week will be a whole new week, and we'll... figure this shit out. And I'm changing the damn cover because my cheeks look crazy, and I think it's time to be more serious on my cover of the pod cover. It's gonna be a very hectic weekend on top of going to the dealership and trying to get this damn car. This is the problem I'm having with the dealership. The car that I want is like fucking 20,000 over a sticker, so it was 60, and then plus the 20 puts it at like 89. It's a Kia. That's what really fucks me up. But it's electric and it's dope as shit. Now, they make another one. It's not as dope, but I like it better than the Tesla because every time I've touched the Tesla, they make creaky, cracky noises all over. If I'm spending $100,000 and the car makes noises, I'm not happy. If Kia is making a better quality car with a better price, it has a magnetic motor, which is dope as shit. The battery charges as fast as any other batteries. Probably the fast, well, the EV6 had the fastest, but the same battery. Fastest charge from 0 to 80, 17 minutes on a fast charge. That's amazing. On top of that, you get 280 miles on the battery. Again, amazing. I'm spending like $800 a month on gas right now. It's ridiculous. I want an electric car. I don't want one just to not have, like, I need one. I don't care what it looks like. I just want a nice one that runs dope. And it's a cute little car. And shit, as long as the police don't bother me, as long as the motherfucker ain't black on black, the police don't bother me. You see me in my truck, it's a wrap. They're going to pull us over. But I'll be doing that tomorrow morning on top of trying to figure out this Patreon. And yeah, I mean, we'll make it a weekly thing. Like, it'll be every day. As much content as possible. I'll be out there walking with my phone with the camera on. We got this. It's Friday, y'all. Flowers, flowers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that's it for today's show. Again, to those that are watching the video on Spotify, we apologize. Fucked up at the beginning. Those on YouTube, thank you for watching. Facebook, thank you for watching. Twitch, thank you for watching. For everybody that was listening, this is the dopest podcast in the world. Oh, shit. My elbow. Fuck. See, I lied and I hurt myself. This is the dopest podcast in the world. Fuck y'all. To the millions and millions of listeners, my name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Wah. I'm gonna have like a song, maybe. We just play that. And I'm out.
Oh God.
Okay.
I do it on my lonely. When you on top, it get lonely.